Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-morning prayer using the complimentary psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
This is the good news the prophets foretold. The Savior will be born of the Virgin Mary.
This is the good news the prophets foretold. The Savior will be born of the Virgin Mary.
To the Lord in the hour of my distress, I call and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful.
What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened and coals red-hot blazing.
Alas that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar.
Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's guard.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
This is the good news the prophets foretold. The Savior will be born of the Virgin Mary.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Let us live honorably as in the daylight, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual excess and lust, not in quarreling and jealousy. Rather, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The nations will revere your name, O Lord,
and the great ones of the earth will acknowledge your glory.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we, who are weighed down from of old by slavery beneath the yoke of sin, may be set free by the newness of the long-awaited nativity of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.